Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beers served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley.
You have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions flavor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now, The Life of Riley. At least once a year, the subject of buying a new car comes up in the Riley household. Now, for example, in 1937, Mrs. Riley was heard to say to her husband,
Riley, when are we going to get a new car?
Next year, I promise.
And then in 1941, she said,
Riley, are we ever going to get a new car?
Next year, I promise.
And now it's 1950, and Mrs. Riley is saying,
Riley, are we ever going to get a new car?
Next year, I promise. Did I ever break a promise?
Boy, you should see the swell Buick Pinky Johnson's father got.
Oh, honest, Daddy, it's simply dreamy.
I wish Pop could afford a car like Mr. Johnson. Boy, some kids are lucky.
Oh, so just because I'm your father, you're out of luck, huh?
No,
I didn't mean
that. Let me tell you something, young man. I can afford anything that four-flusher Johnson can afford. I ain't broke. I ain't a bum, you know.
Well, if you're doing so good, Pop, how about raising my allowance?
All right, have it your way. I'm a bum.
Gosh, Daddy, it looks like we'll never have a car.
Yeah, well, I know why you want a car. So every Saturday night, you and one of your boyfriends can park up there on Mulholland Drive till all out.
Oh, Daddy.
Yeah, what about me? I'll freeze sitting behind that wheel half the night. Now, stop bothering me about a new car. We'll get one. We'll get one.
But when?
Next year, I promise. You want to go down to the lodge after supper, Gillis?
Nothing doing. Tonight I'm going to stay home and enjoy myself. My wife's going out.
What's the matter, honey? Bee been picking at you again?
Yeah, always nagging on me for dough. Yantapy, yantapy, yantapy. Believe me, I'm glad I ain't richer. I'd have to give it to her.
Well, that's a good point you got there in your head.
And my son always hounding me for things. Boy, if I was only a bachelor, would I laugh in his face.
Well, like they say, Gillis, raising a family is no job for a married man. Now, when we was juvenile,
hey, Riley, look at that there store window there. Brother, what a display.
Yeah, they sure got wonderful stuff here. Look, a new RCA Victor 45 record player.
Boy, my wife would sure like that Waste King electric garbage disposal over there.
Yeah, hey, ain't they nice? Them snazzy overalls. Osh, kosh, bagosh. Right next to that Maytag automatic washing machine.
Yeah, they got terrific stuff there.
Yeah, this is what I call a real drugstore.
You know, Riley, if I was a big manufacturer, I'd never put my name on a product.
No, why not, Gilbert?
Well, first thing I know, my mother-in-law hears I'm in business. She starts talking to me again. Hey, Riley, look what they got in the next window here.
Holy smoke, a new Hudson convertible. Well, now I think that's overdoing it a little bit.
No, they ain't selling it. They're giving it away. Right. You see the sign? A new 1951 Hudson Hornet free with each purchase you make.
Out of my way. I'm going to buy a pack of gum and drive the car home.
No, read the rest.
With each purchase you make, you will receive an entry blank for our grand contest. Guess the number of beans in the bowl. Oh, wise guy.
Well, sure. What'd you expect? The customer who guesses closest to the actual number of beans in the bowl will win this beautiful new Hudson. All entries must be...
Oh, I'd give anything to win that car. No more riding buses to work. Every Sunday, I'd take the family for a drive. And in the summer, we could take a trip to the Grand Canyon. Oh, gee, I wish I had that car. I could sell it for $3,000.
Stop dreaming.
Oh, boy, if I won this car, I could just see Peg and the kids' faces when I... Gillis, I'm entering that contest.
Eh, you're crazy. What chance have you got guessing the correct number?
Well, I won't guess. I'll get the exact number. All I got to do is get a bowl that same size, fill it up with the same kind of beans, and then count them. It's a cinch.
How do you know that bowl is full of beans? How do you know you ain't got a watermelon under them beans? Or maybe a can of bean soup? How do you know every night they don't put in more beans or take some out?
You know, that's the difference between you and me, Gillis. You don't trust anybody. You're a septic. But me, I'm antiseptic. You really think they'd fool me like
that? Positive. Of course, if you had a spy in a store to keep an eye on a bolt so they couldn't pull nothing.
Yeah, if I had somebody who... Oh, I got a great idea. Oh, I'm a cinch to win now. What a brainwave.
Riley? What?
All I got to do is... Oh, no. This is one time I'm keeping my big mouth shut.
Peg,
wait, Junior.
Riley, must you shout so?
Junior's next door, Daddy. He went to borrow some candlesticks from Mrs. Gillis.
Did they shut off our electricity again? What's this country coming to when they shut off a decent citizen's electricity just because he won't pay his bill?
They're not shutting it off. I paid the bill yesterday. We need the candlesticks for the table. The Lockharts are coming to dinner on Thursday.
The Lockharts?
You know, Daddy, Don Lockhart's parents. They were passing through town and Don's at Stanford now and they phoned. So the least I could do is invite them to dinner, for Don's sake.
Oh, so that's the way it is. Romance, huh, Patsy? Well, in that case, I'm glad they're coming. I'd like to have a little talk with this Mr. Lockhart.
Oh, now, dear, you don't want to embarrass Babs.
Well, who's going to embarrass her? I'll just have a little talk with him, you know, about stocks and bonds.
You don't have any stocks and bonds.
I know. I'm going to talk about his.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, okay. I'll behave. I'll sit at that table like a dummy. You'll be proud of me.
Here's the candlesticks, Mom. Hi, Pop.
Oh, thanks, Junior. Babsy, will you give me a hand on the carrot, please, slice?
Okay, Mother.
See you later, Pop.
No, wait, Junior. I want to talk to you.
Why? What did I do now, Pop?
I'll shut the door. This is private. Now, Junior, get ready for a big surprise.
A surprise?
Yep. You know that drugstore?
Which one?
That big new one. Remember you took me there to show me the new bicycle you want?
Oh, yeah, the new Columbia bike.
Well, son, you're going to go to work in that store. Right?
Work?
Yeah, you love it.
But I don't want to work in a drugstore.
Okay, son. But don't you need some Christmas money?
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, atta boy, I knew you'd be reasonable. That's why I didn't try to force you. Then you'll take the job?
Yeah, I'll take the job at the gas station.
Nothing doing. You work in that drugstore if I have to force you.
But I don't want to work in a drugstore.
Well, look, Junior, I'll make a deal with you. You work in that drugstore and I'll let you drive my new car every Saturday.
Your new car?
Yes.
Mom! No.
Shh, Junior. I ain't crazy. I want to surprise your mother in bed.
But you haven't got a new car.
Well, I will have if you work in the drugstore. See, they need a busboy, and then you can watch those beans in the window. Huh?
Oh, you mean that contest. That's for dope.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to win it. I got a surefire system, but I got to have someone in that store watching those beans. In case they try to fool me and put more beans in or take some out.
Oh, I see.
Well, you just work for a few days until the contest is over.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay, Pop, I'll do it.
That's my boy.
And if you win, will you let me drive the car?
That is a promise. I'll let you drive me around wherever I have to go. And not only that, I'll buy you a chauffeur's uniform.
But, Pop, I still don't get it.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now, look, Junior, I bought this bowl, see? It's the exact same size as the one in the drugstore. And I filled it up full with the same kind of beans. Kidneys. Then I filled all my pockets with beans from the bowl. And wherever I go, I'm going to count these beans and keep counting. See?
Oh, yeah, I see. And when the bowl is empty, you'll have the exact amount.
Yeah, that's right. Now, don't interrupt me. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Gee, Pop, you're a cinch to win.
Oh, sure. You just keep an eye on that bowl in the store so they don't monkey with it. 26. A double kidney. Twenty-eight, 29, 30.
Pop, it's after 8. You'll be late for work.
Oh, yeah. Now, hide that bowl where your mother can't find it. 31, 32, 33. So long, Junior. 34, 35.
So long, Pop.
36, 37, 38,
39, 40, 41, 42. Pardon me, sir. I'm conducting a survey for Parents Magazine. How many children do you have?
43, 44.
43?
Excuse me, lady. I'm still counting. 45, 46, 47.
There really must be something to this California air.
$20,995, $20,996, $97,98, $99, $21,000.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, hiya, son. How's things at the drugstore today? Any changes in their beans?
Oh, no, it's on the level. Nobody's touched the bowl.
Oh, fine. I'm almost finished. I just got to count up this batch of beans in my pockets and a few hundred beans in the bowl, and I'm all set.
Isn't this your night for lodge meeting?
Yeah, I'm just leaving. So long, sonny. 21,001, 21,002.
Go on, Pop. 21,003, 21,004, 21,005, 21,006. Step lively, please. Watch the door, please. It's an absolute killer.
22,548.
Fare in the box, please. My boss is money man.
Pardon me, sir. I know it's very silly of us, but this company does not accept beans as legal tender.
Now put a dime in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Move to the rear. Plenty of seats in the rear.
22,549. Excuse me. 22,550. Pardon me, madam. 22,551.
Yeah, that's right, Harry. I just put it in escrow today. It's the third income property I bought this month.
22,552.
What'd you pay for it, Frank?
67,500.
67,501.
67,502.
Well, I don't know, Frank. That's pretty steep. I can sell it tomorrow for 75,000.
75,001. 75,002.
Cantwell Street, named after Cecil Cantwell, an absolute unknown.
Is this the 200 block driver? 75,003.
What number are you looking for, madam?
212.
Get off here, lady.
213. 214. 215.
Step lively.
All right, driver. Oh, I made it. Whew.
216. Oh, hiya, Gillis.
Oh, hiya, Ronnie. You still counting them beans?
Yeah, it's my fifth day. Almost finished. 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm finished. At last, what a job counting that big bowl of beans. Over 30 pounds.
Never thought you'd make it, kid. Well, how many beans in the bowl?
221.
221 in that big bowl? Go on, you're full of beans.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong. It must be 2,021. Or maybe 200,000. No, that can't be. A minute ago it was only 67. Or was it 75,000? 60. Escrow. 220. Oh, what a revolting development this is.
Just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. And now...
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When a waitress glides up to your place with a pretty smile upon her face, here's the way to really romance her. Give her that Pabst Blue Ribbon answer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a three-way experts test. One, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. Two, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. Three, your taste agrees.
Finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Oh, gee, Pop. Too bad you had to buy more beans and start counting all over.
Well, those are the breaks. But this time I ain't going to let nothing mix me up. I'm going to start all over again with an empty head and keep filling it with beans.
The bowl's almost full enough now.
Just one more sack. Ah, she's full right to the top. Well, here I go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When did your entry have to be in, Pop?
Tonight at midnight.
But the Lockharts are coming to dinner tonight.
Yeah, I know. I ain't got much time, so don't interrupt me. Now, where was I?
6.
Oh, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, he's busy. Can I take the message? Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I'll tell him. Pop, your lodge is on fire.
What? Oh, I gotta get down there. Here, hide the bowl of beans. And remember where I stopped, 25.
Okay.
And tell your mother I may be late for dinner.
But the Lockhart...
Well, I can't help that. Which would you rather have in our garage, a long new Hudson or them short, fat Lockharts?
Gosh, I hope Daddy's not late for dinner. Junior said it was a big fire.
Oh, I knew that lodge would catch fire someday. The way the members are always giving each other hot foot.
Well, I better start dinner. Mother, what are you serving tonight?
Well, I got a nice Virginia ham, and I thought we'd have some green peas and cauliflower.
Oh, Mr. Lockhart despises cauliflower. I remember from last summer.
Oh, dear. Now, what can I serve?
Well, what's good with ham? Say, how about beans?
Oh, yes, that'll be fine, but I doubt if we have enough beans in the house.
Well, I'll take a look. Now, let's see. Oh, Mother, look, there's a whole bowl full in here.
Now, where in the world did that come from? There must be over 20 pounds of beans.
Daddy must have bought another one of his bargains.
Well, for once, it's something we can use. He'll be tickled pink.
Here, Babsy, take the beans to the table.
All right, Mother.
Oh, hey, are they here yet?
Riley, why are you so late? Sure, they're here. We're at the meat court already.
Well, I couldn't help it, Peg. The fire, I...
Look at your clothes.
Yeah, well, I'll go change.
There's no time. Come out in the dining room.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Well, he's here at last. Dear, you know the Lockhart.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
Likewise, folks. I'm sorry I'm late, but we just now put the fire out.
Was it a bad fire, Mr. Riley?
Oh, you should have seen the flames. Murder.
Well, Riley, you better eat your dinner, dear.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Pass the rolls, please.
I'll have some more of those baked beans, if I may. They're delicious.
Well, we almost didn't have them. I was going to make cauliflower, but Bab told me you don't like it. And then, luckily, I found this bowl of beans my husband had bought.
Yeah, that's the kind of husband I am. Always bringing home something to the table. If it ain't a bowl of beans, it's... Are these beans my beans?
What? Yes? Yeah?
From my bowl.
That's right.
Everybody stop chewing! Nobody swallow! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Riley, what are you doing with Mr. Lockhart's plate?
There's something wrong with the beans. I'm afraid I'm chewing something.
What? Well, open your mouth. 8, 9, 10, 11. What? No, that's a gold tooth. 12.
Daddy, for heaven's sake.
Oh, dear. I hope there was nothing wrong with them. I just swallowed some.
What? Now I'll have to have you x-rayed.
Riley, have you gone crazy? What's wrong?
They just swallowed my new convertible. '63, '64, '65. Oh, gee, it's 11 o'clock already. Oh, I've just got to make the deadline.
In that case, I'm rooting for you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. I've been following you for 2 blocks.
Oh, I didn't see you, Digger.
You walk very quickly, but I always catch up with people in the end. Pray tell me, what are you doing out in the black of night with that bowl of beans?
Well, that's for the contest that I'm in.
Ah, yes, at the drugstore.
Yeah.
I adore contests. I'm in the annual one sponsored by the UEPBBJ.
UEPBBJ?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Fallbearers Bodybuilding Jamboree. Last year I took first prize for weightlifting, but I lost the obstacle race. First time in my life I couldn't get out of a ditch.
Well, it looks like I ain't going to win either. I had a system, but then I got all mixed up and I couldn't remember what the number was.
Oh, you should have let me help you. I always keep my figures straight.
Well, then I started to count all over again, and my wife used up some beans, and now it's too late.
Then why not just take a guess? I'll give you a number. 73541.
Well, why? Is that your lucky number?
It's the license on my business vehicle. Use that number, and you're bound to cash in.
No, I'm going to count them.
Then I will assist you.
Oh, well, that's swell, Digger, but we can't go to my house. There's people there, and they'll disturb us.
Come to my place. There are people there, too, but they won't disturb us. Well, hurry up, man. We'd better be shoveling off.
Up, Babs. Come on, Peg. I want to be there when I win that car.
Oh, Daddy, you're just building yourself up for an awful letdown.
Why, you never won anything in your life.
Well, that's gratitude. I try to do something for my family. I stay up half the night counting. Hey, look. There's the car. They moved it outside.
Oh, my. Look at the car.
Yeah. Come on. Let's get up closer.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Maroon, my favorite color.
Yeah. Hey, look at those kids. Hey, you kids, get away from my car.
You haven't won it yet.
Well, I...
Attention, folks.
Oh, that's Mr. Roberts, the store manager.
The judges have just checked the entries, and we're now ready to announce the winner. The exact number of beans in the bowl was 24,720. And the winner, the contestant who came closest to that amount, with a guess of 24,512, was Chester A. Riley.
Oh,
you
won, Chester!
Is Mr. Riley present? Mr. Riley, are you here, Mr. Riley?
Yes, here I am, in my car.
Oh, boy, listen to that motor. How's the ride in the back, Peg?
Oh, wonderful, oh. Daddy. It's just super.
Handles well, eh, Mr. Riley?
Oh, terrific, Mr. Roberts. I never drove a car like this. I can't thank you and your company enough. To think that just an hour ago I was only a common pedestrian, and
hey,
now...
look out there!
Out of my way, you common pedestrian!
Well, it's getting late, Mr. Riley. Would you mind taking me back to the store?
Now, wait, we're coming to a highway. Let's see how she handles on the open road, eh? Oh, boy, this is living, eh, Dumplin'?
Oh, wonderful, dear.
Ah, too bad Junior isn't here. Well, you know my boy, Mr. Roberts.
No, I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Well, you must know him. He works in your store.
Your son is an employee of my store?
Yep.
Mr. Riley, would you mind pulling over to the curb?
Oh, sure thing.
Now, may I have that pink slip I gave you?
Oh, sure thing.
Yes. And the white slip?
Sure thing.
And now, may I have the keys?
Help yourself.
And now, Mr. Riley, please move over. I'm driving the car back.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Roberts, but I can't do that. You know how it is, new
I
car.
Hate I to say this, Mr. Riley, but you can't have this car.
Come again, Mr. Roberts.
But, Mr. Roberts, what do you mean?
Your son works in my store. And if you'd read the rules, you'd have known that no employee or relatives of employees are eligible for this contest. So, I'm afraid...
No. No, it can't be. No, you can't do this to me.
I'm sorry. He's your son.
Well, I'll disown him.
Now, Mr. Riley.
Well, he ain't really my son. He's my wife's son. I'm only his father.
No, it makes no difference as long as she's your wife.
Well, I'll divorce her. No, you ain't getting this car.
Now, that's be reasonable, Mr.
No,
Riley.
Sir, you'll have to fight me for it. You take your hands off that wheel or I'll...
Riley, don't!
Oh, my feet.
bus stop.
I will come to one in a couple of miles.
Oh. Oh, these high heels are killing me.
Well, thank your father. It's bad enough we didn't win the car. He had to go and punch Mr. Roberts in the nose.
I'm sorry, Peg. I didn't mean... Gee, what are you blaming me for? Junior's your son, too, you know. See, I do my best and...
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Of course, it's not your fault. Well, let's forget all about it.
Yeah. Hey, he comes... Hey, would you... You'd think one of these cars would have the decency to give us a lift. Those car owners, they're a mean bunch.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. But right now, let's take a quick musical trip to Blue Ribbon Land, to places around the world where folks enjoy internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Ready now? See how many you can get. Is right. In Gay Paris, folks just like yourself enjoy that smoother tasting Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Now.
Hey, Nicaragua!
That's right. Managua, Nicaragua. Another wonderful place where internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon is served and enjoyed. Next. Chicago is right. That's right. Yes, all over America, all over the world, folks enjoy that number one international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. It's the beer the whole world knows about. And remember, the quality that has carried the fame around the world is yours for the asking. So next time somebody says, "What'll you have?" give them the world's best answer. That smoother, smoother, smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Oh, we must have walked 10 miles.
Oh, my poor dogs.
If you ever enter another contest,
yeah, but... Hey, Elizabeth. Hey,
we're... Riley, it looks like...
Going my way.
Hello, Digger.
Oh, Mr. O'Dell, I'm so glad at you. Can you give us a lift?
It'll be a pleasure. Slide in.
Oh, thanks, Digger. Go on, get in, Babs. Get in, Peg.
Oh, dear, it's kind of crowded in here. I'm afraid there isn't room for you, Riley.
Oh, Digger, you got to make room. I can't walk. I'm dead.
In that case, hop in the back.
It's a losing fight. Mrs. Riley, alias William Bendix. Our nation was founded by men of faith in God. The Declaration of Independence states that men were endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Religious faith stabilizes the family and holds it together. Attendance at churches and synagogues builds the moral and spiritual character of the individual and the community. And respect for the other fellow's religious faith will keep our country great. Yes, Mr. Wallington, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, swell, I'll go get some for you.
Oh, fine, but wait a minute. I really had something I wanted to ask you, Riley.
Well, okay, Mr. Wallington, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, that's where I came in.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million flavor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Music by Lou Kozloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. And Junior is Bobby Ellis. Mrs. Lockhart is Mabel Albertson. Mr. Lockhart is Tom Tully. And Mr. Roberts is Howard Petrie. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Sunday, Ezio Pinza joins Tallulah on The Big Show on NBC.